Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's head to the phone lines and talk to our guy, Danan Hughes. Danan Hughes, who is a former Kansas City Chief, also the Kansas City Chiefs color analyst for the radio network there. Danan, we love that you have joined us back this this week. Somebody texted in, I'm telling you, Danan, I told my man Clint, I said, it makes me so happy that he knows what it means when it says that Hawk hit you. Not a lot of my white brothers know what that Hawk mean.
Yeah, man, that Hawk is out. It's out. I know about it. I knew about it as a little kid in Jersey, and then when I went to the University of Iowa, and definitely here in Kansas City. So the Hawk is hitting for sure.
Hey, bro, I'm going to tell you, that Hawk didn't make too many trips south to Houston, but when it did, boy, you felt that son of a bitch. Get you dead in the face now. It wasn't Iowa or New Jersey, but when it made its way down here, boy, it made an appearance.
Speaking of that, Dana, we just talked about this in our last segment. How big a deal do you think the weather potentially will be in this game coming up?
Well, first I have to say, man, I haven't gotten much sleep this week. I feel like I've been getting up in a cold sweat and just screaming out Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson Jr., just randomly. So I got the shakes a little bit. So, you know, hopefully you don't hold it against me if you can hear some fatigue in my voice during this segment. But yeah, man, I think the weather is a factor. The weather, you know, the 12th man at GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium is a factor. And you guys have been down this road before. Last year, playing you guys twice in just a few weeks here. And I remember that the weather was a factor then. So, you know, at this point where we're sitting at 6-6, we'll take whatever advantages we'll take. And we know we got to run the table. And it starts this week with a hungry, very, very dangerous and hungry Houston Texans team. So it's the next man up philosophy, and we just got to get the job done.
Hey, man, when you look at this matchup in the recent history, the big, at least down here, I mean, I'm sure that the y'all's interior pressure, Spags' ability to dial up interior pressure, whether it be with backers, safety, whoever the hell it may be, it's been able to get home. And if you look at some of the stats, I heard some of the TV talking heads talking about some of the stats that Spags' pressures aren't getting home as much this year as they have previously. Is that something that's on y'all's radar, or do you think those numbers may be telling a little bit of a lie?
No, it's been one of the stories of this season. Our defense, as far as pressures and creating turnovers, just has not been the same as it's been in the past. And I don't know what the deal is. You guys have been around the game of football. I've been around for a long period of time. You can have the most intricate, creative blitz packages drawn up, but ultimately, if you can't get home with four guys, then those blitz packages are only going to work but so much. And what I've seen recently, for most of this season actually, is when teams have been successful against us, basically what they've done is they've kept their running back in or kept the tight end in, picked up the blitzer, And then if the blitz did not come, they just leaked out that running back or tight end, and now that guy became the final outlet for the quarterback. And if we're not able to get home, then you're exposing other guys like our linebackers and Nick Bolton or Drew Tranquil to a whole lot of open space with either a running quarterback or a running back that's just gotten a swing pass out of the backfield, and that has extended drives. So, like, you can't be a one-trick pony. You got to be able to be versatile, and it just hasn't worked out for us this year. You know, this game comes down to, just like with you guys on defense, I mean, if you guys try to make a steady day of pressuring Patrick Mahomes with the blitz, like, it could be a long afternoon, or I should say long evening for y'all. And it's the same thing for us. If we cannot get home with four guys, Chris Jones, George Karloftis, Charles Omenihu, Derek Nnadi, Jerry Tillery, Mike Pinnell, those are our interior defensive linemen. If we can't get home and create havoc and discomfort for C.J. Stroud with four of those guys, and we have to be relegated to blitzing, you guys will do to us just like the Cowboys did to us, just like the Broncos did to us.
Danon Hughes, analyst for the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network, he'll be calling this game in Kansas City for the with the Texans and the Chiefs. A lot of people are looking at this defense, and there are not a lot of holes with this defense. We've watched every single one of these games. You talk about cold sweats with Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson Jr., Derek Stingley on the back ends, not a walk in the park. We'll see about Kamari Laster. That could be a big injury front news as he hasn't practiced this week. How do you think Andy Reid, because listen, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, those are Hall of Fame guys. How do you think they're going to go about attacking this defense, knowing the potential deficiencies they may have up front?
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hopefully aggressively, and that's not a slight towards the Texans. I just feel like we cannot be tentative. You cannot afford to be tentative. You can feel out the defense a little bit, but I think when you look at this defense, you look at Patrick Mahomes' abilities, if we start consistently throwing the ball horizontally, like to the sideline, swing routes, if we're trying to negate some of your speed with flip passes and jet sweeps, and some of those things, bubble screens, that's where your defensive backfield will be able to attack the line of scrimmage and come up and make big hits. And then we'll be relegated to third and long, third and extra long. Like, we're going to have to take our chances down the field. And in this circumstance, with what's on the line, like, I'd hate to come out midnight, Sunday night, and saying, man, we kind of kept things in the holster, and now we're out of the playoffs. Like, I feel like everybody's got a job to do. Everybody gets paid. We may be down up to three offensive linemen, so we're going to have reserves in the offensive line position. Hopefully that doesn't affect aggressiveness by Matt Nagy and Andy Reid in the play calling. And for the most part, whatever plays are called, I'm hoping that Patrick stays upright or at least feels comfortable to deliver the ball down the field. We do have some weapons outside. We do have speed, but he's going to need time to be able to deliver to those guys. And we're going to have to take advantage of any miscues that Houston provides us. When we played the Cowboys last week, we did not get a hit on Dak Prescott. We did not put him down. We did not have a sack in the game. They converted multiple third and long, third and extra long situations to extend their drives and put points on the board. Like, that's been the recipe for the lack of successes that we've had, especially on the road. Now, fortunately here, we've played much better. We're 5-1 on the season at home, and we just got to think of it from that perspective. There's a lot of positives that we can exploit in this game offensively and defensively, but we got to do it. Like this is uncharted territory, guys. You might hear some desperation in my voice. Uncharted territories for the Kansas City Chiefs. We have not been down this road before where we're sitting here in the beginning of December talking about must-win games for postseason. Usually we're talking about it for seeding or for number one seeds and hosting AFC championships. We're talking about playoff lives. And I think the reality set in Thanksgiving night when we lost against the Cowboys, like, wow, we're not in the driver's seat. But technically we are, because all we have to do is just keep winning and we'll be able to play more in January.
Well, Dana, I'm going to be honest with you. It'd feel real good as an old boy that was born and raised down here in Houston. It'd feel real good to go ahead and finish that job that them Cowboys started. It'd feel real good to go ahead and just finish that job that they started on y'all's ass, Dana. I'm going to be honest with you.
Hey, you guys down in Texas, you know, you watch those old Westerns. They had those most wanted pictures up around town. Like, I feel like we're most wanted guys around the NFL. Whether you guys get a chance to finish us off or the Chargers will try to finish us off, and then Christmas night, the Denver Broncos, the hated rivals, will have an opportunity. So it's no cakewalk for the rest of the road here in Kansas City, and we got to know that everybody, including the Texans, want to be the team to say we put the nail in the coffin of the Kansas City Chiefs in the 2025 season. So a lot is on the line. We know there's some extra incentives. There's history. We've beaten y'all the last five times. So we know that there's some hangover effects there that we're going to have to try to quash.
Real quick, Danan, how you feeling about it? From how you feeling, and what are you feeling the people back in Kansas City are feeling about this game?
I think people are still in shock because they, you know, you look up and you're like, how do we get to this point? How do we lose five of our six games by one score when we won 17 between the last two seasons to break a record and 12 last year? How do we get that whole thing flipped around? So I think there's some shock, but I also think there's some confidence because, again, we haven't been down this road before. Like, we're expecting, you know, it's kind of one of those deals where you know, you're a kid on Christmas and you always got that grandparent that gets you a really cool gift. You're just waiting for them to show up. And then one year they show up in the morning, and the next year they don't get there until night. You're just sitting at the door waiting. Like, we're waiting for the big gift from the grandparents. Like, we're waiting for this whole thing to turn around. And until they count us out, like, we feel like we still got life. And we just know that the next man up is the Houston Texans. They're going to come in here with some fire, and we got to deliver.
You're going to open up that door on Sunday, and the Grinch is going to be standing there looking at your ass.
All right, Dana, man.
Don't call me next week if we lose, but call me if we do win. How about that?
Dana, I told you they've been on my ass, Dana. I told you. They've been on me. That's all right, though. We'll see it. All right, man. Appreciate you joining us, man. And enjoyed this huge, huge game that has huge ramifications when it comes to the playoffs. We'll talk to you down the line.
I appreciate you, brothers.
All right, that's Danan Hughes. He'll be on the call. Essentially, he is the Andre Ware of the Kansas City Chiefs. He'll be on the call. Good to talk with him. Coming up, let's – yeah, that Dana, that Andre Ware.